Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome on Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports. Live from Las Vegas, December 4th, 2018. That's all I got to say to you, man. Hosting tonight along with myself, the one and only, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
You're the one and only tonight, by the way.
I can't
take the mission right now, so that's why tonight you're the one. Letting you know, there's a reason.
I know.
At the end of the year, no more time for missions.
Oh no, we still got an eye.
We'll continue the mission next year.
And my mission is February.
That's right. Right around the corner.
February, the won't have a date, but the racers barbecue.
It will be February.
It will be February, yep. Gotta make sure we don't interfere with the race in California.
Winter showdown.
Winter showdown. And then Daytona.
Yep.
So we got to figure that out, and we'll let you know the date.
We'll try not to interfere on those days. Of course, our barbecue is always on a Sunday.
Yep.
So it'll be a great day.
Hopefully, with any luck, we have the same weather we have the last 4 years.
That's right.
That was one kind of cool, but it's okay.
We'll
take one out of four.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Exactly.
And while we're on that, this Sunday, the 9th, the Hogs and Heifers Toy Run downtown. Yes.
I can't. I wasn't even going to ask you till another couple weeks.
Nope.
But I cannot believe that.
The 9th. I'm proud to say this will be my, I want to say 11th, but I think it's the 12th year that I've done it in a row.
I think I remember saying 11 last year.
Yep. So I believe it's my 12th year, and I will be there from about 6 o'clock in the morning to about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Doing your
thing
behind the scenes.
That's right.
There's a lot of, not just an event like that.
I did try to get
Michelle
on.
Oh,
okay.
Last year she was busy too.
Yeah, she's running around, so.
You have to chase her down.
Yes, this Sunday,
wow.
Hogs and Heifers, as they call it, a miracle on Third Street, from downtown Third Street to the Cancer Foundation for Children, Childhood Cancer Foundation at the Sunrise Children's Hospital.
Oh, and we'll talk some more about that here in a couple minutes. But location, types of toys, all that kind of stuff.
Unwrapped toy. Can't be a wrapped toy.
Okay.
Michelle prefers
the guns.
They wanted
the original factory wrapping, but not present wrapped.
Yes, any unwrapped toy so they know if it goes to a boy or a girl.
Right.
No guns, no toys, nothing to do with guns. They do.
And for girls, no Barbies.
No Barbies for
Why can't guys have guns?
She don't want to promote that stuff. So,
and
I'm okay with that.
Guns aren't bad. The people behind the guns are bad. I guess it's a whole different show.
That's a lot of politics, right?
But and in years past.
Cowboys and Indians. You're not allowed to play
get
that.
Get a horse first.
You're not allowed to play that. Okay.
In years past, we have plucked the Nerf guns, the guns that make noise. Yes, out of the
first time hearing about this.
Yeah, well,
there goes some toys I've donated the last 3 years.
You wasn't going to buy guns anyway.
Buy
the kid a remote control car.
Bicycles.
I don't know that she's doing bicycles.
Because
anymore.
I remember you said at one time you did take bicycles.
Yeah. Actually, it was, I think, my second or third time there. That's all she did was bicycles.
Okay.
And every child and their siblings got a bicycle. Oh, nice. And she still brought back a couple trailer loads of,
Trailer loads,
yes.
Oh, my God.
And that's all, she put a thing out that that's all she wanted to do was bicycle at the time. But now it's just toys.
Yes. So maybe you refrain from bikes. And
guns.
Yes. It looks like a gun.
Yeah, she, she don't want to promote that type of stuff, so it's okay. Control cars.
I figure out what you're trying to promote, what you're talking about. It don't make sense to me, but
yeah.
I guess I can't.
It is Michael.
Because I don't see guns as a bad thing, so, but I don't know what. But anyway, that's a whole other. And no race cars.
Oh, no race cars. Hell yeah, race cars.
Why? That's worse than guns.
You need the game to get into racing.
Sometimes, yeah, you feel like you at least. So.
Yes, Sunday the 9th. The doors open at 8:30, and at 10:30, they say the kickstands are up and headed to the hospital.
Cool. We'll talk about that here in a second on the whole process. I just can't believe it's that time again.
Already?
Yes.
We can't talk about it next Tuesday. It's got to be after. I guess we can.
Well,
but
we can tell you how it was.
So, of course, I didn't on purpose leave out
the flying wall.
What's this guy's name? I can't remember. I haven't seen him in so long. Who is he?
Patrick.
I'm just kidding.
Patrick.
How you doing, Mike?
You're this close.
No, you're not. They all know him as Patrick.
For what, a month? See, I didn't mean to be gone a month.
Just did.
Well, it all started with accidents. After that, it was all downhill. So.
Well, then I started the new job and then went haywire.
That's a good haywire, right?
Don't bring those regrets into it. They're 3 months old. We were reminded that.
Yeah, okay. They're old enough to race now.
That's
so
right.
We don't have no excuses.
They're old enough to be in a bender. Ask Rob Street.
They're tall enough to ask Rob Street.
Right? Have they grown? Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
The last
show?
I'm sure someone who hasn't seen them in a while, and they're like, holy moly.
My mom made a trip over there just now to see him. Whereas I leave the house, she comes over.
What's that?
Well, we're going to leave the show, but then nobody would man the mics. Except for you, but... Hey.
Again, nobody would man the mics.
Start talking to myself.
Yeah. And if you're watching Justin's Facebook Live, the reason he's got neck jerks is because he's watching hockey on TV.
Trust me, anybody that sees my video right now
they
knows
don't.
I'm watching hockey. My team is finally doing good this year. Finally.
That's good.
After 30 years of horrible.
You know what? You better enjoy it while you can. You never know when these teams continue or decide to go downhill. Almost like auto racing. You never know what's going to happen year to year.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what happened? You've been working? Tell us about your...
You're
still
working.
Doing that? You becoming...
That's a long story.
What? Working?
Yes. But, decided to try something new. And,
that's what you're still doing, right?
Yeah.
The new thing. I might see you here pretty quick. I got some unit sets coming up. Actually, about 9 units next week, so I might see you a couple times. Or maybe not.
I might need to call in sick that day. But,
Mike bosses him at the show. Mike bosses him outside.
Yeah, but... It's a lot to learn and a lot to take in.
Stay relaxed and good. That's all I got to say.
You're young. Do it now.
There's a lot of other a-holes out there.
Exactly.
And you guys deal with a lot of different ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a completely different world from what I've ever known. So.
That's cool.
But you know that.
Yeah. That's fun. That's good. I'm glad to see. And you're... Down to a very specialized
industry.
Part of the industry. So, you know, my suggestion is take in a few years and then, is that bad for you?
Yeah. My Sabres got scored on. It's okay, it's still early. It's only the second period.
know anything about hockey, so I guess periods are good. In my home life, periods are not good, but in hockey, they're good.
You can tell it's a slow rain week.
Hey, we're watching hockey. We're talking about some good, fun Christmassy stuff. You got new kids to buy Christmas toys for this year?
At this age, it's so hard. I mean, they'll be 4 months old at Christmas time.
Well, yeah, but it's all about the pictures you show them later.
You can start fitting them to the helmet.
That's what I told my girl. I was like, when they look at the pictures, you want to say, hey, like, you have this, and you want that magic to always be there.
Right.
And, you know, when they get old, like, my little one, my oldest will be 4 Christmas time, and she's kind of already, like, she doesn't understand, like, some years Christmas isn't going to be as good as the last, like.
But she's like, Mommy, Daddy's got a new job. How come Santa Claus will bring more toys?
There's a lot going on in the home life.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're here.
And now trying to fix my truck.
I'm glad you're here. So what made today different than the last three weeks?
Time's off.
Oh.
I have more time. Slower at work.
I told John he's got to let you off every Tuesday. So from now on, you have no excuse.
Good luck with that one.
It's always good to have poles somewhere.
Good luck with that one.
Anyways.
How's life going?
Good. Christmas time coming up.
Life is great.
Yeah, it's always great. I
haven't seen you since I was two.
I know. It has been a while.
Truck race.
November 10th was the last time I seen you then.
Lucky you.
I was just going to say, I don't know which one you were luckier.
Well, what about your truck? What do you got? What do you got to do to get?
The suspension is really all I need. You know, just trying to save up the money.
You have comprehensive coverage, so your insurance will cover some of that. Or?
Yeah, it was my fault.
Don't your brother work insurance? He can help you. Okay. Yeah, but
laughing with you.
I don't know. Just asking some friendly questions.
Yeah, I don't know my insurance guy.
Oh, he's not you.
I've had other people for longer. So.
Oh, okay.
You got to say.
Including the brother.
I'm sorry. Something bad. I'm just curious. I mean, jeez.
He was a car salesman. I mean, I bought the car.
You have to explain it to me. That's good. Gary's doodling some more. Mr. Doodle.
What about it?
He's doodling.
It's all backwards.
Show the doodle.
Okay.
So what do you got to do to fix your truck?
I'm hoping it's mainly, you know, suspension. I need to get at least drivable. I don't care about all the cosmetics.
You look at it?
Yeah. I have the whole front end.
What does it need?
New bumper, new fender, new headlight.
How about the actual suspension parts?
And Gary both looked at it. It looks like a spindle.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping that's all it is.
Get off your mom's car. Same delete. Are they interchangeable?
Might have the lift. Perfect. Mom walked out. The car's on the ground.
What happened? I don't know.
Tell her it's got a flat tire. She'll be all right. She won't know the difference.
She'll call you.
I'll be out of town.
Because a lot of those even though the years, they all look interchangeable, I think.
Ours are, me and my mother, we both interchangeable, but mine's a little more heavy duty in the front end because of the lift, and I used to take it off.
Did the lift get damaged because the spindle was the same?
No.
It's not.
No. It's just a more aftermarket.
No.
It's not technically the stock spindle, but
right.
It won't much.
What, like $100?
Actually, $330 was what
Toyotas are expensive.
Yes. That's the downfall of a Toyota.
Yeah.
I love my Toyota, but that's the downfall.
I'm surprised it bent, because looking at those old Toyota commercials, that they make it like all the parts are better than American-made stuff, you know? bent.
See, it was funny because that's like the one that really bent, and it was a pretty good hit right in the right front, but shit happens.
So, can we be right into?
On with the show. There's a lot of racing going on.
Yes, you have like family that's in the industry also. Any comments from them? They hear about it in the station.
On with the show, Michael.
No questions. I haven't seen you in a month. I gotta keep up.
Balls are to be busted.
No.
On with the show.
All right. Hey. Well, sorry we missed you for a month. So
who did?
Trying to get caught up. Hey, I missed it. I missed it.
You guys had some pretty good guests.
We had some great guests.
Chet,
great guests.
I missed the Chet interview.
He noticed that you usually don't come in when he's here, so.
I was there before.
He noticed that.
He
noticed
that. I was here before that. I was there.
He noticed that. He said something about it.
So.
As you know, when the mic's off, anything and everything gets said. He wasn't happy.
Everybody's not happy when I'm here.
You missed the mom show?
Yeah, the moms.
That was messed up.
You could have learned something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all are dicks.
We could have had two wins. Moms of racers.
We tried that once. When we had pinkmail.org.
I know. I do remember
it. Say a word.
I tried. You got to admit, I tried, didn't I?
Yeah, you attempted.
Well, we're gonna do a sneak attack on our show. We'll be talking to her, but we'll have to be mic'd up or something like
do
that.
Do the Facebook Live. I'm taking a selfie with me.
We'll get her on somehow. Someday.
Yep.
Someday, so.
Some way, someday.
End of the prom season happened.
Yes.
While I was gone.
Absolutely. We'll talk about it after they have a banquet. talk about the banquet.
Okay. From a racer standpoint. I want to hear Gary's opinion too, but what's your opinion?
Okay.
For all the prompt
people. Well, I should know my opinion on banquets. I mean, I don't care if one person shows up at the banquet. You should always have a banquet. It's kind of the closure to anybody's race season. So if you don't know what we're talking about, one of the tracks is the PVS, Prompt Valley Speedway. Typically, they've always had a banquet at the end of the season, like most tracks and series do. And they decided this year for, you know, it's financial reasons or whatever reasons. I don't know me personally, but for whatever reason.
I was told there was no money for the banquet. I was told that.
You know. So to me, the track or series should reach in their pocket and have a banquet anyway. But that's just my opinion. To me, it's closure for the season. There's guys that raced all year that maybe didn't get a first place win or anything, a feature win throughout the year, but they look forward to the banquet at the end of the year. Maybe they did good in points, but didn't do good at any particular race.
But with that being said, of course, any track you go to, you spend money, and I understand that. But they spent money to travel to Pahrump, and then the end of the year get told there's no banquet. That's where the problem is.
The thing that gets me, even if it's a money thing, you don't have the rent somewhere else. I know, like, Vegas is lucky enough. They do Sam's Town. They get Razzle Dazzle. They honor the top 10 in each division.
Somebody even suggested, why don't they just have a barbecue
at
the
a
track?
At the track itself.
That's their own property, so they don't have to spend any money or set anything up. They know dates are open because they own the track.
$300-$400 a barbecue. And say, hey, look, we're going to barbecue from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you want to show up, show up. If you don't, it's on you.
I mean, of course, the champions got their, their trophies. I mean, even if you only did, like, the top two in each division, because car counts are down out there, that's understandable. You're not going to do top 10 like Vegas, because Vegas has the cars. I mean, at least do something.
Maybe there's a reason why if you can,
But here's the thing.
I mean, it doesn't mean it'd be top 10, like you said, but...
As he just said, they gave the champions trophies, but then not only was there no banquet, but then turns around and gives us a one-hour window, and me being the champion for the Bombers in Pahrump, they give us the champions a 1 hour window to go pick up the on a Saturday.
Right.
A 1 hour window. So if you want to know my honest opinion, I feel it's a slap in the face. And then you turn around and only give us a 1 hour window to show up to get what we worked all year.
How did you find out about the 1 hour window?
The only way I found out was they put it on their Facebook page.
So if you have, like myself, I would have known.
Yeah.
You know.
But then, with any hopes, somebody tells you, yeah, I actually got a text, and then I went on and read on their Facebook page. So, yeah, it just, in my opinion, it just went from bad to worse, because you only got a 1 hour window. What
right.
What if I had a 9-to-5 job?
Then you have to pick it up next year if you come race. If you come race. If you come race.
You know,
you come
yep. out. Right. But
I mean, in reading the Facebook comments, there's a lot of people that are not happy and they want to go to other places. I mean, and right there, you just pissed some people off and you were already lacking on car count. You already had issues with
right.
the car count. You had the loyal people. Now you pissed the loyal people off. And now, you know, some of them, I've seen a lot of comments. I'm not going to put them out,
right.
but I mean, there's a lot of comments
I mean,
on
like that. Go back to my reasons for me personally, and I'll ask you guys what you just asked me, you know, about a banquet. And to me, it's because of closure. It's because, you know, recognition. Sometimes
yeah.
you want to
yep.
see
yep.
that, you know, let's say I have a friend like Gary or somebody that won a championship. I want to be there to support them for their efforts all year. And it gives you a chance to, as let's say yourself or maybe myself or someone gets a chance to bring the people that's helped me all year to
yeah.
to a you know, banquet to recognize them also. Even though they might not get a trophy or anything, but that's my gift to them
yeah.
while I'm getting a trophy or you're, you know, something like that.
And you see it a lot in the Vegas. You see the crews are more into the banquet than anybody. I mean, sometimes the drivers are just like, yep, I do this every year.
Well, it's participation.
But,
it's just,
yeah.
hey, we've done this all year. This is just one more thing we like
yeah.
to do with and for the track. They want to support the track, too. It doesn't
yeah.
give them a chance to support that series or that track.
Yeah.
Even they have all year or on and off all year, but now there's a chance that they want to support that track also on top of the other things I said. But
I mean, and some of them, just like the
that's
Vegas.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, some of the, like even some of the Vegas guys, they don't care about the banquet.
Right.
I mean, some people are like that. They,
mm-hmm.
they
I'm not getting nothing.
You
know,
yeah.
You see a lot of people didn't show up to get trophies,
yeah.
not
yeah.
for any, not because they didn't want to, but who knows the reasons. But
yeah.
some people just don't go to events
yeah.
like that. I know for years I never did.
Yeah.
You know, even if I knew I was going to get a, you know, an eighth place or
yeah.
even a sixth place trophy
yeah.
or something
I mean,
like that. But
I mean, it's like what Gary just said. It's like a slap in the face to a lot of the guys. I mean,
so what about you?
Go ahead. Justin,
you know, what about you? Do you think they have banquet? And if not, if they don't, you know, what's the problem with that?
I mean, like I said, like I agree with Gary, but it's like a slap in the face. I mean,
why?
Even,
I mean,
even in Vegas when I had sixth place, that meant something to me because you're out there every, you're busting your own, you know, your ass. I mean, like me, I worked on the car a lot alone. Gary helped me. It was like the two of us. I mean, at one point, like four crew guys, four drivers. Crew guys were also the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that point, you put so much into it. You want that recognition at the end of the year, even if it's just getting your name called in front of a bunch of people that probably don't care. I mean, it's
photo ops
yeah,
or
it's
maybe
a,
sponsors.
It's
you know,
a
things like
good
that
thing.
Too.
I mean, you put a lot of money and a lot of effort into these cars, and
so well, why does that matter at a banquet? You know, at an awards banquet.
I mean, like you said, it's kind of the closure. I mean, you
get a chance
yeah.
to rub elbows with guys you've been a competitor
yeah.
with all year, but now there's a chance you can drink with them, laugh with them,
yeah.
eat with them, BS with them. Not only them, but the crew members, the
yeah.
guys that work on the stuff.
I mean, it's kind of like a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get
yeah,
together with
that's
friends
a good way
or like
to put
Thanksgiving
it.
Or something. It's that family mm-hmm. atmosphere that you see these guys all year. Half the time you're battling with them, but
right.
then it's like, you know, that friendship is there at the end of the year. Like, hey, good year. You know,
right.
congratulate each other. You know, thank each other for, you know.
Have you ever gone when you didn't get an award or a trophy?
No.
Yeah, I have. I've been to some, you know, sometimes it's just good to go because I'm just there to support, like you said, the track or the people that you've even raced
yeah.
against. You know, the guys, you know, it's some sometimes there's certain people you don't like to see on the track. You don't mind seeing them off the track, you know?
Yep.
I got a lot of those.
When you see them at the bank, their heads are smaller for some reason.
Right? So, that's a good reason.
Exactly. My thing is if we were told at the beginning of the year there wasn't going to be.
So if they told you at the beginning, wouldn't be mad that they were not having a banquet?
No, if they would have said at the beginning of the year, then it would have been my choice to support the track as much as I
throughout the year. And maybe if you felt like, well, I think they should have a banquet, then you might not have shown up. That's why he didn't say nothing.
I will tell you, this is this is the second year that I've been racing in Pahrump that I've missed one race in the year. Mm-hmm. And this year I got 22 out of 23 races. If he would have said something in the beginning of the year, hey, we're not going to have a banquet, mm-hmm. instead of waiting until the very last race of the season to say, I don't believe we're going to have a banquet, and then come out without a banquet, that would have been my choice to support the track that whole year. Do I race for the banquet at the end of the year? No. But it's nice at the end of the year like you say, just go hang out with people.
I guess in his defense on that alone, he didn't know if he was going to make money all year. If you're saying he's basing it off of, if I don't make money, I don't have a banquet. If I make money, I have a banquet.
Well, he told me right out of his own mouth that there was no money there.
So
for the banquet. No money for the banquet.
So in his defense, he didn't make money throughout the year. That's why he didn't have a banquet. So he couldn't tell at the beginning of the year. Right? If he would have known, hey, I didn't make money last year, so I'm not expecting to make money next year. I'm not going to have a banquet.
But and I'm told that I pay, not just me, other driver, every driver pays an extra $5 race.
That's supposed to go into
goes towards the
banquet fund.
Yes. The points fund, or whatever you want to call it. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not going to say what it is, but
I mean, obviously, he can do whatever with whatever
do anything he wants.
But,
but as most people know me, I have other things on my plate that's not going to allow me to support Pahrump Valley Speedway the way I have supported it. So I think it's the wrong decision if you're asking me, but
I mean, what do you think the purpose of the banquet would have been for you? I mean, after you got a championship out of it, so for you it might be a little different than for someone like myself that's only raced there a few times.
Yeah, but if he would give the top five, you know, and as we've always said, if you're fourth, third, or second in points, it will make you want to go try a little bit harder, support a little bit more, try a little bit harder, you know, maybe get one of your friends involved in your car to help out. I mean, there could be 50 reasons, but you might say to yourself, hey, maybe next year I want to.
Right.
To try to get that champion trophy.
Well, you know, and I just thought of this while you're talking about that. Sometimes if I was, let's say, a mini stock guy or a dwarf racer or one of the coupe racers, somebody had a chance to talk to a modified driver or a street stock driver where they normally wouldn't walk up and talk to that person, maybe to move into different divisions, you know, to help promote within the track itself. So you take that away, you start taking away, and maybe a mini stock guy would want to walk up to a modified driver and say, hey, tell me about these things, you know, or I want to get my kid into these or something. So take some of that camaraderie away, I guess. I don't know. So,
and we're not, I guess.
It's not bashing the track.
We're not bashing the track because he's not having a banquet. So, you know.
Yeah. And absolutely. No, there's not bashing anything. I'm just bringing up the question, should there be banks or not?
I've even went to the bullring banquets, and I have won nothing there in, seems like, 36 years. But I still support the bullring's banquet.
You have fun at the banquet? You go to eat?
I go to have margaritas.
I know, and you get somebody else.
That's right. JJ.
And that was the thing, like 2015 and 16, Gary went to the banquet with myself. We had Arlie, JJ, and myself all getting it. Gary was the one to put in the work in those cars. Gary had most of the work in those cars. He enjoyed it because he got to see his hard work. I mean, he didn't get a trophy, but his team got a trophy.
The cars he pretty
much built. Mm-hmm. And those are the three cars in the top 10. That's a big deal. That's why Gary supported that year. I mean, he didn't need to, but he did it anyway. And that's what I'm thinking. The banquet, that has a lot to do with it, is that, friendship atmosphere.
I mean, you've had decent banquets at Pahrump Valley Speedway in the past. They've had it at El Jefe's.
Last year's was the Nugget, yes.
And you had a good time there, but you also had a good time at the Vegas banquet.
Yeah.
Same, similar, right?
I mean, Havasu does at their own track after the year. They have a barbecue in their pit area.
I don't think anybody doesn't do something to celebrate.
And as I said, if Chad would say, hey, I'm going to have a barbecue from 1 to 4.
How about 1 to 2?
No.
That's the window you can get your trophy. So.
Yeah.
I'm just joking there.
And I want to know how long it was determined they weren't it. Because, I mean, at least something at the last race. Say, hey, get here a little early.
Anybody that knows, all they can do is say, hey, Gary, will you barbecue for us? I'll be more than happy to barbecue.
Right.
You know? But, for me, it was a little disappointing to hear that at the last race. Mm-hmm. I asked him a few questions, and he said, I don't think I'm going to have a barbecue this year.
Yeah, in the defense of, all the champions, that kind of gives you a reason at the end of the year to boast a little bit about your hard work you put into that crap all year, show off to your friends and stuff. And vice versa, it helps somebody else say, Matt, look at that trophy. I want that trophy next year,
I mean, even
nobody gets a chance to do either one of them.
And then let's bring up another point here. Without a banquet, there's no Sportsman of the Year award, And then also no Rookie of the Year in each division or whatever you want to call it. So, Jake Pike, he won the championship modifieds and the Rookie of the Year. But he only got
a championship trophy between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Yes.
I mean, if he might get it.
That's right. And he did, because I saw
it. Okay.
So, I understand everybody's busy and everybody this, everybody that. A 1 hour window.
Right. It's just a topper on hey, get your championship.
I understand you honor the champions in any banquet or at any.
The point I was getting earlier when I was asking about the banquets that, you liked the ones at Vegas, and, I've had them at some different series and stuff in the past and always had a time at any one of those. What I was going to bring up is nobody mentions anything about having to spend, let's say, the Vegas ones. You spend money on the banquet. You pay to go to that banquet to offset. Obviously, that money doesn't pay for the banquet because, those halls and things like that. They're not cheap. They're expensive. But it helps offset the cost. And Chad could have something similar. Say, hey, sorry, guys. This year it's going to be $20 or whatever it is. In the past, he hasn't charged. Am I correct?
No, in the past, he's not charged the champions.
So depending on the offset, you can decide where to have that. It might not be the Nugget every year. Mm-hmm. Or he could have it somewhere else,
El Jefe's. He's had it more than once at El Jefe's.
Right. And there's a lot of businesses that would probably wouldn't mind hosting a banquet or something like that. So, money, luck is not usually the word of top when it comes to having a banquet or not. And if you're saying it's lack of funds for a banquet, you know.
And as Patrick said earlier, there's a few that's not going to support the track next year. But that's the chance Chad's got to take.
And unfortunately for a small local track like that, let's say four, there's more than four car and drivers attached to that.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say each one takes an average of one person with them.
Right. You're talking in the pits.
Right. So now you've got four times two is the eight that's going in the pits.
And that's the minimum of the back gate. So.
I mean, there were a couple comments on the Facebook page. They were like, isn't that what we ask for all year? Is just, you know, we pay a lot of money every race.
Right.
You know, can't you do something for us? Like,
right.
I mean, I agree 100% on that. And then the message wasn't like a congratulations, you guys did amazing. It was congratulations to the champion. We're not having a banquet this year. It says we're not having a banquet this year. All champions can come pick their trophies at the track December 1st between 1 and 2. Like, it just...
Right.
There's no good job the rest of you guys. Like, it's only the champion.
Let's make it a better year next year, guys.
Yeah.
I'll do my damnedest to do this
or that
next year.
And for me, I'm speaking for myself. I was out of town until late Friday night.
Right.
If I would have extended my day out of town until Saturday night,
a possibility.
Right. Then, you know,
you would have been out.
What do I got to do? Wait another 4 months or 3 months for my trophy?
You hope it didn't get
lost in the
shuffle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just myself a big believer that I don't care if one person shows up to the event or not, as
he said to me, he's only had 11 drivers race all year out there
consistently, like on
regular every race.
I mean, and that shouldn't matter. I mean,
I mean, obviously, on most race nights, he's probably averaged what 30, 40,
you know,
something like that.
I mean,
so you always get a rotation. You never get too, you know, a lot that I don't know how it's been the past years if he's even kept track. But if only people showed up to your banquet, guess what? You should have a banquet.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't do it for all the divisions, like the dwarf cars, they do their own shit. Like the Western, you know, they have Western.
Because they're an association.
They have their own city dwarf cars. They have all that.
Sure.
Like, Derek Rossi won the dwarf car championship, but they don't actually have a point series here in Pahrump because they only have, maybe five races?
Right.
And half the time there was only one or two cars showed up because not everybody cared about just the Pahrump races. And, like, the late models, Mark Hodges, Nick Ortiz, and them guys.
Your buddy.
All four of those cars were owned by Mark.
And they come they come up from
and he
came in to race.
I mean,
they can easily go to Mojave.
Even if you don't, even if you don't honor them because they only have five, six races, like they but honor the bosses that were there every week and the modifieds that were there every week. But Jake Pike, I don't think Jake Pike missed maybe one or two.
Right.
If they had big shows somewhere else, I mean, you're going to go to the big show where there's big money. But the Pike family is. Supported that track for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
And Jason and Jake have been out there for a long time.
Absolutely.
So, I mean.
Well, I don't know.
Do you guys want to go through the list of champions? I have all pulled up.
Yeah, sure. While you got it. That would be. We'll take our 1 to 2 minutes of time.
You mean 30 seconds to a minute.
I'll try to keep it between 1 and 2 p.m.
Okay, so just go slow.
We got Jake Pike, Rookie of the Year also. First race in Modifieds, and he won the championship in that 23 car.
Congratulations.
I don't know if you got to see him.
As a rookie, like you said, that's amazing. That's, you know,
he ran the big, no, it was a dwarf car, but it was a mod light. Then he ran that once or twice. So, I mean, jumped straight into a Modified. And
do that well.
I think he raced some of that in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
That series in Bakersfield. Is that what it is?
Yep. He's been in Bakersfield once. I know once or twice for sure. But, I mean, the Pike family, you know, they all know how to drive. He comes from that, honestly.
Come from bloodline of racers.
I mean, we all watched Jason race for a very, very, very long time. And
cool. Well, congratulations, Jake. Your championship at Prairie Valley Speedway. You want to look your name up in lights, you can always go to prairievalleyspeedway.com and check it out. So,
Aiden Murphy brought home the mini championship.
Aiden Murphy.
They,
mini stock
they had a pretty good car count all year.
Murphy.
They had a pretty car
count
all year.
It's like a decent division out there at Prairie Valley Speedway. All
I mean, in divisions like that and the Bombers, I mean, you're not racing the modifieds. You're not that high dollar class. You don't get those high dollar races like $3,000, $4,000 to win. I mean, guys that are racing mini stock
now,
and guys that are racing Bombers, I mean, they do it for the love of it.
What you're saying.
They do it for the love of it. It ain't for the money.
But they have payouts in the minis nowadays.
No.
They used to
be trophy
only.
I think they pay.
They do. I know it used to be trophy only.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if they do.
For a while, it was just top three.
Yeah, they pay.
I know. I know it's still top three out there.
Cool.
They all get honored. And then we jump up to Aaron Keller, one of the Superstocks.
Congratulations, Mr. Keller. In the Superstocks, who else?
Alex Williams.
I believe he finished third.
Torres. I know Alex won the championship last year.
Yep.
Wow.
And Torres races out there. Dan Snowden had a car out there. Jerry Busick raced the car out there. So.
Well, congratulations. And Superstocks. It used to be Street Stocks years ago.
And then
congratulations.
Jared Ward won the Hobby Stocks.
Jared Ward, of course, the
dominant.
Dominant out there all.
And I think
year.
It was the last.
Congratulations.
Four races he let his brother race that car.
He won the championship.
I mean, you're pretty much. He was pretty dominant.
No.
There was a couple of cars like the 52. I forgot the guy's name, but he ran it pretty good a few times.
That's a Murphy.
So do you count him as somebody that hasn't raced consistently as one of the 11? Because his car was out there, but he didn't race consistently, right? He missed four races.
Yeah.
So what about them guys that let somebody in their car, but still, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so going back, congratulations. Great championship.
Dwarf cars, Derek Rossi.
Derek Rossi, I mean, congratulations.
We've all seen him race out there a lot. Dwarf cars, unfortunately, the dwarf car fell apart out in Prump. They're not an Ed Week thing. I mean, I love the dwarf cars, me personally.
Had they ever been a weekly race?
Back a few years ago.
Okay.
There was always like eight or nine of them.
Oh, I always thought it was part of like a group or an
association. Well, yeah, they were always SNDCA.
Okay.
And just 2 years ago, I think they all split up and they all started going their separate ways. And unfortunately, they're not a prump thing anymore. They're traveling, but it's good for them. We gotta congratulate our own Gary Wyatt on the Bomber Championship.
Congratulations on your championship win.
He had a lot of competition this year.
It was a good year. There was a few different people
Competitive than the last couple years.
Right.
I mean, the last couple years we had in and out, but a lot of the Vegas guys, I give them a lot of credit for coming up. I know my brother made it up the final race of the year.
Cool. Well,
yourself made it up there. Anthony Mann, Bobby Schumacher, Bradley Thompson.
He made it up
a few times. Stu Dinnerston, Arlie Daniels, all the guys that, you know, Steve, Arlie, Gary, all the guys. Unfortunately, Mike Lane wasn't out much this year. He raced a couple races.
At the beginning of the year, he was having some personal issues. So.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, that sucks, but.
Yep, cool.
Hopefully he gets back out there eventually, and more Vegas guys come out when they realize dirt don't very much.
You never know. Without a banquet, who knows what can happen.
That's right.
How about Natasha Pooler in the 55 car win in the Coupes?
Congratulations on your championship win.
And you know, she rolled that car.
Yep.
It turned three. right outside the fence.
Yep.
Wow.
In
that coupe.
And the next race, she was out there racing that same coupe. Yeah.
She goes to show you that these cars, when you build in the proper safety equipment and do their job, you're safe.
Yes.
First win, first, has she raced in the past?
I'm not sure. I don't believe she did. I know have a whole group down there, and there's a mini car that they race with.
Oh,
there's
cool.
A coupe, there's a modified.
Wow. So they get
in a hobby
number.
Stock, the 54.
The
D-Croft, who he listens to the show also, and he races the 54 Cam Coupe, and she's the 55.
Oh, sweet. Well, congratulations to all getting all vehicles
exactly.
out there. So
I give a lot of guys credit that make multiple cars out
right.
there because
not even one out there.
Exactly. Just like Gary had it a couple of years ago. There was five or six of us
right.
going out every race. And
yeah.
it was all thanks to him. So.
And this I was saying before when Anthony Mann made it out, you know, he was trying to get multiple cars
yeah.
out there and was able to get, you know, a couple of them.
At one time he brought three cars.
And Kirk Hans was another one. Kirk Hans
okay.
raced out there. But and they were trying to run both. They were running Vegas most nights too. I think they ran all of Vegas, you know, and we're still
and
trying
also,
to make them up. So
cool.
You got to give them credit because that's hard. We,
oh yeah,
that's something hard to run,
cool.
and that's every week almost.
And they had at Crump, they have little kids champions too.
That actually is not on here.
Okay.
The next one up is Micro Sprints, Jason Tunk, which Micro Sprints barely raced out there. They came
oh,
out.
Really?
Maybe six times, maybe seven.
Okay.
I mean, they weren't out. It wasn't a.
But they gave it.
Yeah. Jason Funk won a championship.
Congratulations for your championship win at Prom Speedway.
And then Brady Glad.
Congratulations on the Ford Mod championship. That's a unique division.
Yeah.
That's
he moved up from
cool.
mini stock, didn't he?
Huh.
I believe he raced the mini stock the year before that. So.
Cool.
Jumping up from a mini stock to a modified is.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And the Sport Mod.
Well, and the Sport Mod's a good. To go into because
yeah.
it's kind of got a little bit of balance
yeah.
before you jump into the A mods, right? So, and speaking of A mods, the champion. Oh, that's Pike. That was Pike. So you finished.
That was the first.
That was awesome. Yeah. Okay.
And then, well, they also had the Sponsor of the Year, which you know we all know sponsors mean a lot. That's the nursery.
Who sponsored? Starter sponsored who?
Sponsors mean everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? And then you got to go to the business to sponsor racing. I don't care where to sponsor it. Make sure you support
or
those
who
businesses.
They sponsor and have their name
right.
on the side of
even
the
if thing. You don't like that driver or that team, they're sponsoring, you know. Go with it. Don't hold that against that business. You know, they're doing what they can to support local racing. So, absolutely. Congratulations to all the champions at Arnold Valley Speedway. You guys
even if you didn't
year.
Get a banquet, you got broadcasted on Wheels Now.
Right. Well, we want to congratulate all of you personally. So.
And I will tell you, that's my fifth one in Pahrump, and I believe it's going to be my last one in Pahrump. So I have other things on my plate that I want to do. So
cool. Sounds good. Well, I'm glad you were bringing that up for everybody there at Prump Valley Speedway, Justin.
You got to honor them.
Honor them, exactly. Somehow. So, speaking of honoring, I didn't say this at the beginning of the show, but you want
that's
to put
because
out there,
I jumped right into
that's
something
right.
else. So, hey, but when you got something you want to
say,
you got to
get
out.
Speaking of Cindy Clark, she made her dirt debut
yes,
during
she
my
did.
Absence.
Yes, she did.
Yes,
she
did. So. You know, and I think. Man, you just forget about those people that show up for one, two, three,
yeah.
four races, you know, but some of those people might have came, you
yep.
know, and
yep.
helped supported the other people that race out there. Anyways, but you're talking about Here Clear. That's Here Clear, 725-333-HEAR, 725-333-4327. Custom earbud for your racing setup. I'm going to call Cindy at Hair Clear, area code 725-333-4327. If you can't hear me right now, you probably want to get a hold of Cindy. Get some hearing aids. She can custom fit you for those. So
if you think
I will speak louder.
If you think one of your teammates or your
what they could be ignoring you or they can't hear you, one of the two.
And you can send them to Cindy.
Yep.
For some hearing aids to make sure they can hear you next time.
So you have to decide if it's selective hearing or if it's bad hearing. So that's up to you.
To solve the problem, just get a hold of Cindy, get her some hearing aids, and
it all depends on who's talking to. Gary's talking, it's selective hearing.
Exactly. Husband and wife out there, this is perfect for you. Here, there.
She... Even if you don't want to hear it.
Hey, anyways, had to put that out there. So.
And I'm sorry to her, I jumped right in with some stuff. So.
We got you in, Cindy.
That's right.
So.
She'll be happy she got in.
That's right. We hope she's happy.
And
we
I hope some people have her make some custom buds for them.
Yeah,
because
you actually use them.
I do have them, yes, and they are very, very comfortable.
Now, you know, those things can be super expensive or they can be super affordable and they work. Get a hold of Cindy at 725-333-4327. She'll get you fitted and fill you in and
I got multiple color. I don't know if that's what she'll do for everybody, but I got multiple colors. And yes,
well, and
one
different
of them
colors
is
for
purple.
A reason, right?
Yes.
So
I don't remember
you get,
right
you
now.
Did you get your ones fixed, the ones that you talked about wanting to do?
Nope.
So Cindy, Gary will be talking to you.
We'll get it fixed. No big deal.
Cool.
I think, and I think you and I pinpointed the problem. I just... So
cool.
No big deal.
Sweet deal. All right.
I'm going to have her make me another set, actually.
Before we run out of time, I know we got quite a bit of time left, but I do want to talk about the hogs and heifers deal again. So go over all that again. It's the Miracle on 3rd Street, which hogs and heifers, the bar,
it's a bar,
is on. In downtown, on 3rd Street, down by...
It is one-way. 3rd Street is a one-way road, so...
So, watch that whole downtown area. There's a one-way street down there.
But. I believe it's Stewart. You only come south on.
Okay.
On 3rd Street.
And Hogs and Heifers, we're kind of centered
right
there.
Yep.
And there's parking on that 3rd Street, so... But...
I don't know if you want to park down there on Sunday, because...
be a lot of
there
bikes.
Will be an awful lot of bikes.
But before that, that's when you want to drop toys off the toy drive for hogs and heifers.
And even between now and then, you can slide by there, as I said before, an unwrapped gift for a child. So it of any age.
Any size?
Any size?
Or something?
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah, right at the door. They got a box, or if the security guard sitting right there, just he'll know what to do with it.
Just throw it at him.
Well, this one, you can't miss this one. So
he's a bit,
he's a bear standing there.
So take your unwrapped toy there anytime between now and Sunday.
Or Sunday. If you
are they 24 hours? Or?
No, they close at 4 a.m.
4 a.m. So anytime by 4 a.m.
Noon to 4 a.m.
Okay.
That's what their hours are. And buy the bartender a drink. I like that.
You don't have to.
Oh,
you
don't
have
to.
You just
whichever
you know, I've gone there before. I just pulled right up to the front, ran it in. They said, pointed me in the right direction. I dropped it off, took off, and I wasn't there more than probably 5 seconds. That's all you got to do.
You're the one they were talking about.
I'll tell you, my mom scared to go in there. She was sitting at the front door.
Oh, really?
It was intimidating. I think I was like 18. I went in because they had that gift shop, and my uncle wanted a shirt back in Buffalo.
That's funny.
One of the funny shirts they have, or something like that. And I remember walking in there. But anytime when you know Big Jim Gerard and Harold Gerard and Scott, those are all big guys too, and that's their joint.
Right.
These guys are bigger than they are.
Yeah. How intimidating is the first race? Big Jim Gerard ended up behind me.
You're like,
all
oh.
I seen in my rearview mirror was him. I'm like, oh, shit.
I better move out of the way. You got the hand waving. Go ahead and pass.
How you doing, Chet? Chet
just joined in. Hey, Chet, how you doing?
How you doing, Chet?
Yep. So the hogs and heifers, so make sure you go in there. And it's for the sunrise
Children's
Charity
Cancer Foundation.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us what they do. So you're going to be behind the scenes,
uh-huh.
like you do every year. You're going to be cooking in the kitchen and cleaning.
I can only tell you what I do. I can't tell you what they do. No,
or
they,
what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, they leave the 10:30 Sunday, what I've seen.
So let's say somebody wants to participate more than just giving a toy. On that Sunday,
uh-huh.
is there stuff that they can volunteer
yeah,
for?
Yeah, they can volunteer. Like we load the toys in trucks and then all the bikes, the trucks, and all the toys, they make one convoy down to the children's hospital.
So they
take
the bikes off?
At 10:30 it
okay.
starts. They leave.
They load up the semi truck or
no, all
something?
People volunteer their pickup trucks.
Oh, they also, and they drive down there. Okay.
Yes. And then they go down there, and I can only tell you the pictures that I've seen. They have guys airbrushing.
Are you saying you've never been down there?
I have never
you've
been.
All been the scene.
Yep.
I'll be honest. I went to a hospital just like that. It wasn't part
right.
of the toilet. That is one of the hardest things you will ever see.
Right.
Especially if you have kids and seeing them in that condition, and you're just like, you can't
right.
do anything.
Well, that's the
I
idea.
Have
it's,
never been. To the
toys.
Hospital,
and that was JJ's thing too.
Right.
JJ was like, it's
too heartbreaking. Yeah.
Again, I've never been to the hospital, but I can tell you, when those guys start leaving the hospital and coming back to Hogs and Heifers, it's the cleanest they've ever seen it.
Yeah.
That's what I
do.
Is
you
I make sure
get it ready
it's all,
come
yep.
back.
And I start prepping the food, and I do a lot of. I don't do all the cooking by myself. There's a couple guys there. That,
thanks to the behind the scenes guys like yourselves, because I can't. All happens in
yeah.
front, you know.
Yeah, up front. But yes, I sit back. I there's been a few times that it's just been me, one other guy, and the bartender lady. Of course, she's got to be there for
mm-hmm.
the others that come in that
does
don't
she,
know nothing about
she dance
that.
In the bar.
No, she hasn't yet. I don't think.
Would you want her? No,
yeah.
Right. All right,
well, there's
we'll say
there's
okay.
been different ones. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
and it's kind of hard for the bartenders because
sure.
they don't know who I am. I just
right.
I just pop in once a year. They don't know who I am.
You
know? Yeah, who's this guy going in the back and just getting whatever he feels like? You know, but yes, I call the.
Cool.
We have a lot of soups,
sweet.
Three soups and. Three soups usually, potatoes, baked potato.
Sounds good.
Yep.
And that's for all the bikers.
Yeah,
that
anybody
take the run
that
and
yeah.
come
yep.
back. Cool.
Yep.
And yeah, JJ had mentioned before, part of this toy drive is not just for the kids that have the problems that they're going through, but the
families
and siblings.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's
to make sure everybody gets a toy in the family, all the kids.
And that means a lot. I mean, you can
right.
only imagine, you know, the amount of time and money that,
right.
you know, it's probably not there for the, you know, the kid. And they're going through the same thing.
Right.
I mean, that
exactly.
is their that's their brother, their sister,
yeah,
their
have,
little brother, you know, their you know, cousin, anything. They're going through a lot, too. I mean,
so, we're out of time. Get your Hogs and Heifers, get your toys there all week before Sunday. Easy to do. Get down there, just donate one. Little brand new item,
yeah.
unwrapped. So.
Yep, brand new unwrapped toy.
And if we forgot to mention anybody, we're sorry. And
yep.
Want to say, you know,
we'll be here next week.
That's
so
right.
We'll just
say,
let us know next week.
Thanks for being here, Justin. Next week again, we'll see you guys.
I'm planning on being here for a while.
All right.
Oh man,
you guys live next Tuesday. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Oh, thanks for listening.